laws of Ikar V'Tafel, there is a case where a person, let's say, is eating a mezonot. Ashkenazim eat kugel. And sometimes it's mezonot, it's made out of noodle. Their custom is to offset the sweetness of it, so they take a pickle with it. And that's to make the sweet and sour taste. So the pickle clearly is tafel to the kugel that they eat. So the halakha says, and this is uncontested, that you make a mezonot on the kugel, and then it's poter, the pickle that comes with it. No difference than if a person had a cracker with some jam on it. So we'd make a mezonot on the cracker, and it would cover the jam that's on top. The question we discussed today is, let's say that this tafel was brought to him after, which means at the time that he was eating it, he didn't think they're going to bring him a pickle. He didn't know, he didn't have a mind for it. And he ate it, and all of a sudden, they bring the pickle to him over there. When he said the mezonot, he wasn't thinking about a pickle. Shnabura says in that case, he would have to make an adama when they bring it to him. And same case with the cracker. If he ate the cracker alone, he wasn't thinking about jelly. There was not jelly in front of him. And all of a sudden, they bring in front of him jelly. He would have to make a shakol now, because you cannot say that the ikar was poter in tafel. There was no tafel at the time. Hacham David, in Halakha Berura, he says it's true, but there has to be one more condition. The condition is that he didn't want the pickle. Which means even if they would have brought it in front of him initially, he wouldn't have eaten it. Then you could say that if they brought it to him after, it's like almost he had a negative kavanah that he didn't want it, then he changed his mind. But if, you know, he didn't eat it because it wasn't in front of him, but if it would have been in front of him initially, he would have eaten it. Hacham David wants to say that the beracha on the ikar will be poter tafel in that case. It's a mahlok raposkim over here. The best way to get out of this is to hedge. We have the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell you, you have to make a beracha. Hacham David's telling you that in the case where it was stam, you're not going to make a beracha. So you have a case over here of obviously safek berachot between the Mishnah Berurah and Hacham David. You put yourself into a debacle. Mishnah Berurah says you have to make a beracha. Hacham David says you don't in certain cases. Therefore, the best thing is to take another adama, take another item, and have kavanah to be poteret, which clearly was not part of the ikavet afil's formula, and that's the way one would get out of this safek. But the maaseh, again, if you're following straight Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah indeed holds that in the case where it was not in front of him at the time, and he wasn't thinking about it at the time, he was just thinking what was in front of him, and they brought it to him after, Mishnah Berurah indeed says, anu beracha.